All right, on your mark, get set, here we go.
Okay, do it. What have we got? Ooh!
Whoa!
It's moving.
Oh my goodness.
It's beautiful.
Hello, and welcome to the best emails of the year. A special inboxing service brought to you by Combi. I'm Hillel Berg, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join us as we explore and celebrate the most creative and effective email designs of 2023. All handpicked by our amazing email geek community. Thank you for tuning in. Your support means the world to us. It's an honor to share these next 5 episodes with you. We'll be diving deep into what makes this email stand out. And for a more immersive experience, don't forget to check out the links in the show notes to see the designs that we're discussing. Without any further ado, let's go. Today at Inboxing, Emily Ryan, MailChimp Pro Partner, email marketing expert, and co-founder at Westfield Creative. And welcome back to another episode of Inboxing. I'm your host, Hillel Berg. And today, thanks to our amazing partners at Combi, I'm sitting with Emily Ryan from Westfield Creative, checking out some of the contestants or candidates to become the Emoji or Email of the Year 2023. I'd like to thank, I believe it's Andrew King, who submitted these entries. I think he's going to be getting some swag, and so will Emily. So without any further ado, if you didn't know, Emily is the MailChimp queen. That's what I like to call her. But she's a big MailChimp partner and a designer and a drama queen, I understand. Something like that. Anyway, without further ado, here's Emily Ryan.
Yay!
Yay. Yeah, Wall Street Journal quoted Emily Ryan.
Thank you. And oh my gosh, Combi, I'm so excited about this, by the way. So I'm really...
Because you're a designer. You could one-tap your design into code and just pop it into the MailChimp.
I mean,
old builder, classic builder.
It's an amazing tool. I'm so stoked. And I'm happy to be chatting with you today. Wow, I can't wait for the swag, most importantly.
Yeah, everyone loves swag. All right, so I'm going to, we both haven't seen, I'm going to share my screen.
I'm nervous. I literally have no idea what you're showing me. It's all like, this is where.
I know what we're going to be looking at, but I don't know. All right, I can actually choose which tab. So I'm going to do that. All right, so we'll do that one first. Okay, we'll do that one first. All right, on your mark, get set. Here we go.
Okay, what have we got? Ooh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay. It's moving.
Oh my goodness.
It's beautiful. I mean, I love any sort of movement, any animation, any kind of GIF, whatever you call it. I love this already.
Yeah, well, it's fast. I mean, I'm just wondering, how long do you have to wait for this to load? that's my big question.
Well, it loaded fast. It loaded fast for you.
It was loaded already. I mean, opened these links before, but I didn't expect. It's the sharpest video.
It looks like a short GIF. So most of you all know you have to keep your, if you're going to use a GIF or animation, it has to be sized correctly. We actually use a tool called easygif.com and it's so great because it has an optimized button and you can really compress that way down. We do a lot of,
I love that they give you all that control also, the different ways you can compress, but their just general, compression tool is fabulous.
Yeah, but this is beautiful. And I'm thinking it's not a super crisp GIF here. So I'm thinking it is probably a good size. And interesting, they do keep that view in browser in white above.
Right. That's a good point.
Above the top. What are your thoughts?
This is actually the view in browser link. That's actually what we're looking at.
Yeah. Okay. What are your thoughts on view in browser being at the very top?
Well, I think certainly with an email like this, there's at least a chance that you're going to see nothing when you open the email. I mean, I don't know we haven't gone below it, but they really want you to see this because that is the email. So certainly in this situation, I'm into it. But if you have text or, just static images that it's not Like, it should just load. You don't necessarily need view and browser at the top. It's still very popular with my own clients. It really depends, you know, but generally it is on top.
Do you yourself click on view and browser links ever when you're looking at emails? Because I don't really click on them.
I do. I definitely do. I mean, it depends what. If I think like maybe there's like more to it that I'm seeing, yeah, that there's a better experience possibly, I'm more likely to. But in general, yeah, like most emails you look at in your inbox, you know, looking in browsers unless there's a reason to.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan of putting view and browser in the footer sometimes. Like you should have it in your email, but I mean, when you're on mobile, that's the first thing you see, view and browser. So it's, you know, it kind of takes away from the experience.
Right. You have to use that, you know, pre-header trick, you know, so that it doesn't, you know, your pre-header and your view and browser don't mix.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Because it never makes sense. But I just noticed that it's a super short clip, really. It's less than it's maximum 2 seconds, probably.
Yeah. So I'm sure it's optimized.
I can download it. You know, we could try to see like, here, let's see.
I mean, I think it looks really sleek, though. And you know, what's interesting is like, sleek. This is
here. We'll find out in a second. It's 4 megabytes.
Oh, that's pretty big. You want to try to stay under 1 megabyte. Sometimes I'll go a little over that, but like 4 is...
Oh, well, they're accurate. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different like level, you know?
Yeah. And interesting that they have the text on top of the image, which, you know, it looks nice. Like the pre-production model shown, that's on top of...
Yeah, it is. Well, it's just statically there, yeah. I mean, that's compliance, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
If you've ever had to deal with compliance.
Exactly. But no, I like this. I think it looks sleek. That's what they're going for here. Sleek, modern, quick. I like the black behind the white logo too.
Definitely that zoom, that last thing where it's like zooming out, like that is like powerful.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like we've already watched this so many times because it works.
Yeah, we've been talking about it now for like 5 minutes and it's a 2 second clip. So we've seen it, I guess, you know, maybe over 100 times.
But what's cool,
all right.
What's cool is that like this is a brand that everyone knows and this email would be so easy to create. I could replicate that, you know, like it's literally a GIF. And a little text. I mean, it's so simple when it comes down to it. And that's what I love.
I'm wondering if when it's like this, this is not like white.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing something cool with the text. Like I can't.
Oh, the hover? Are you able to, when you hover over it?
Yeah. I don't think it's my screen.
When
you hover over it, you're right. That's what's going on. When you're hovering over the image.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
what's going on. So they added a little hover effect, which is a nice touch.
I think it's a nice touch, especially when you're watching the video, that the text kind of is like a little muted, you know, and then like when you like come down, it's like it like pops at you. I wonder if that was the thinking, because if it was like, that's good job, you know, like,
yeah,
like good it's work. Not just for its sake, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we could do, you know, hover transitions and stuff. Like there was a logic behind it. Exactly. And definitely like this bright white text pops in your face.
I like that. And I wonder, you know, if this is optimized for dark mode. I'd be curious to see it in dark mode.
Let's see how it does.
Yeah.
I don't have like a Chrome extension to like try that.
Yeah. And interesting that their CTA for this gorgeous email is just learn more. Like that's not a strong, like I'm not a fan of learn more. Because that's not a strong action, you know?
Right. You want to be like feel the roar, something like
that. Yes. Take me for a test drive. Like I want this car, you know, like just something stronger than, hey, come learn more. Like I don't
right.
know.
Learn more. Well, I think it's a you know what I mean? Like I don't think you can buy it yet. Until you take the wheel of the ZDX Type S, you won't know just how thrilling driving electric can be. Expect quick acceleration, seamless delivery, da da da, with heart pounding, estimated 500 horsepower, with
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means. I don't know what any of that means. Right. Oh, and a hover effect on the button too.
They're doing a hover thing with the button too, which I don't love because it's like, it's sort of like disabling the button when you hover over it.
Yeah. Why? No need for that.
That whole thing is linking. That's interesting. Oh, this whole thing. I wonder what this looks like on mobile. We might have just discovered something.
Is it one? Yeah, that's interesting. Is it one?
It doesn't seem
like it's an image.
I'm going to do that mobile thing.
And I kind of just want the button to be a little bit bigger. It seems a little, looks nice on mobile.
So yeah, it doesn't look bad on mobile. Oh, but guess what? All this is not text.
I'm pretty sure. Not live text.
Yeah. And that's why, like, this is all one image. That's what I was checking. Like that entire, I can't stand that.
That's not best practice.
Certainly not. Yeah. But they love these mouse over effects.
I'd be curious if you turned your images off, what happens to this email?
Oh yeah. No, you lose a lot.
You wouldn't see much. And
this is real text. Okay. Yeah. So was this real text? Yeah. This is real text. But that is part of that image.
Okay. I'm okay with that. As long as there is live text built in, then you're good. I feel like
I think it might be part of the whole video. I'm trying to understand how this is built. Yeah, because that's one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to rip it apart with the code yet, but all right.
So interesting.
And this is part two.
I mean, I love the design of it. I mean, that little subheading EV charging is really nice with the line under.
Right. Well, I hate that it does that. Turn the lights on. But yeah, I was saying this text, like this is a weird kind of futuristic looking like font. Like with the A that doesn't.
That is a weird font. They have quite a few fonts. Quite a few fonts in this email.
Yeah, but this blue, I think that's like a big like also in the video it catches like that blue.
Blue model. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's I love sleep. It. It's my branding.
You need to learn more.
I need this car. I need to get, I'll speak to Acura. I'm telling them inboxing. Take our car and just we'll throw your logo.
Yeah. But then it's so interesting with, that it looks very sleek up top, but then you get to this section and the text is so small right here with with around 80% of EV and it's like Arial font or something. Like it's so
It's
basic right there. And it's a lot of text. That's a lot of text.
Yeah, there's also not read disclaimers. It's like everything, this went through a lot of revisions on compliance, I imagine.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's too much text. Like, are you going to read all of that? I'm not going to read all that. I would never read that entire paragraph.
Well, I think this is like a big pain point. I mean, you probably understand this more than I do, but like it's all about charging, on the go. So this is like the whole point of this paragraph, I think, is that you can charge this thing like anywhere or something like that. With a huge network of convenient charging stations.
I totally get that. I would just cut like half of this. I would do the first two sentences. Like I'm a fan of just like subcopy should be as short as humanly possible because people don't read.
Like you could take this paragraph and turn it into bullet points.
Yes. That would be great, actually.
With icons, right?
Yes, 80% EV charging done at home, at home charging, that would be, and it's all centered.
It's all center aligned, right? That's also like a no-no, right? Especially like a big paragraph of text.
Yeah, you really want things left aligned when you can.
Yeah, it's interesting that they have to mention like Tesla by name on their electric car email ad.
Yeah.
That you'll be able to charge anywhere you can charge a Tesla. Like that is.
Yeah, are they allowed to do that?
No, I'm sure they're paying for it. I mean, it will help them sell more of these cars. You know what I mean? Because that's like one of the biggest fears of buying electric is that I'll get stuck somewhere with nowhere to charge.
Totally. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
And then learn more again.
We're not done yet. Yeah, we got a lot. ZDX reservations. Okay, so yeah, they're selling the car. like now. Secure early and 325 mile range. Okay. I mean, it is what it is.
But I, you know, this is a strong call to action here. Get early access. Like, this needs to be higher up, you know?
Like, that's much better than your learn more.
Yes. I would much rather click on this. Yeah. I think this, and this is kind of the point of the email, and this is, you know, way down. Are people going to even get to this? I'd be curious to know if people click down here.
Yeah. I'm hating that all this is an image. Like, this whole thing.
That is crazy. But yeah.
It is. Wow. They are all over.
they are very social. That is another question. Like, do you need to put every single social platform you're on? I don't think so. Like, put the ones you're most active on.
I mean, is Acura, you know what I mean? Like, we're usually working with, like, you know, smaller brands than Acura.
Right.
We don't normally have the capacity to be active on every platform, but maybe Acura does have that capacity or pays the company that does their marketing.
Right.
To cover all these, you know, all of these.
But like Pinterest, really?
Pinterest.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Pinterest, Snapchat.
Oh my gosh. It's a little much.
Yeah. Well, good job. All right. I think we could wrap this one up. This was a fun one. You know, cars are fun. And this video is it's powerful.
I like it. I love a gift at the top.
Experience. Like, it's experiential. You get into the email and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And that it's full width. I think it's important to note, like, that gift fills up the width of the email. So it looks really beautiful.
Yeah. And we're looking at actually now at expanded width, like I'm zoomed in. So but like, it's even higher definition, you know, at normal 600 pixels.
I love it. Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to the next one.
All right. What have we got?
This episode is brought to you by Combi. As an agency owner, I'm always looking for tools that can help me scale revenue without adding to my costs. Some of the most effective tools for me personally have allowed me to build new service lines. With Combi for email, we can convert email designs to code that works even on Outlook, all in a single click. I tested it on some of the designs we covered on this podcast, and the results are truly amazing. Code generation happens in one click, download in another. Preview these emails across different screens and send yourself a test email directly using the tool. Oh, and you'll also get notified about code compatibility issues right inside Figma. Brilliant, isn't it? The tool also lets you customize responsive behavior for mobile screens with fluid and stacking settings to ensure a viewing experience just as you intended. So if you want to create a new service line as an agency owner or save time as an email developer, try Combi for email today.
All right, you ready? Start your engine. Here we go. All right. So looking at a Red Bull. This is an email.
Red Bull Racing.
Right. Love that they use this like full width background.
Okay, this is interesting. Wow. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
Okay. First of all, I'm trying to figure out what it is. So I know it's Red Bull Racing. What is Suzuka? I have no idea.
I'll find out what these things do. Oh, wow. Corner 16, 17, another prime overstaking pilot passing through the flat. This tight 80 mile an hour, second gear chicane. I'm probably destroying this text. Okay. If you don't pass here, make sure to get a good exit and run through T18 to set up a move down the main straight and into T1. All right. I think what we're supposed to understand here is Suzuka is a race.
Oh, okay.
And then you click, like, these clicks, I guess, are on different parts of the race.
Wow.
And it talks about it. But I wonder how this...
And it pops up?
And it pops like that. But I wonder...
Wow.
Like, first of all, like, where does this work? Like, does this work in Gmail? Does this work only on Apple?
I've never seen that. So that's a GIF at the top, obviously, but, you know, super interactive.
I don't know how I get out of this. Like, okay, there we go.
I would love to see if this works.
Yeah, I imagine it's just not easy because, like, generally, like, you know, every link in an email is, you know, target blank, meaning it's going to open a new tab.
Yeah.
So
how are they, is it AMP?
JavaScript, like, what are they doing? Oh, there's the X.
Yeah. It's some sort of interactive. I don't know if it's AMP for email. I don't know what they're using here.
No, I think it's probably like a checkbox. I mean, if we had Mark Robbins on, he could tell us like what's going on here. He's incredible.
That's super cool.
And I guess if you're a Red Bull we're not Red Bull racing fans. Full disclosure.
FYI. Yeah.
This has come up a lot lately in these reviews, you know, like if we were fans, you know, then that'd be a little better. But yeah, I'm zooming in.
Yeah. And very cool that they have the
way zoomed in.
Wow. Yeah. So it's kind of, honestly, it's kind of busy with that background, because I think the main part here is the course with the interactive elements. Like, you know, I would almost have a plain black background so that can really pop, so that, you know.
But it's not supposed to be like that. Like, this is the real width. So like the background image is really like out of the way, except like the little bit, the Ferris wheel is hitting the text over there.
It's true. And that font, the Suzuka font, is a little hard. Like, I'm like, what does that say? You know, it's a little hard to read.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun font.
But amazing interactive email.
Yeah. I'm also really liking the whole background situation.
I mean, it's really cool. It's really cool. It's definitely shows what this is.
Right. They also put stripes in here, like treads. I don't know if it's treads or just, do you see that? Like, I don't know what that's about.
I will say, like, their text is all centered again. And it's really small.
But at least it's broken up. At least it's like a little, you know, small paragraph, small paragraph, small paragraph. Like,
exactly.
I hate this. Like, this, there's only one way to find out. Like, just put that in the next line.
Yeah. None of that wrapping. Yeah. And then a nice bright red button that really stands out. So that's great.
Right.
Yeah. And I wonder if the clicks on the map up top, I wonder if those are tracked as clicks. You know, since
they're really busy
not
with that GIFing, and there's also a hover effect, or is there? I don't know. There's something weird going on.
That's so cool.
All right, then you got your times. All right, this is it's in a while. I think talking about December. I mean September.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's.
I think there's a weather. I think it's supposed to tell you the weather, but we're talking about in a very long time.
Okay.
So maybe, but when is this getting sent? I don't know. It's a little bit confusing, this one.
Yeah, we're missing some sort of section there.
Right.
But if
it's supposed to be, there is some piece of content here that like didn't load, or maybe I'll do a refresh.
Be careful.
Check.
Yeah, you got to be careful with images. Weekend weather.
It was there and then it disappeared.
That's interesting.
Weird. Yeah. Inspect. Let me see if does this.
Yeah, work? I mean, you just, and maybe that populates, you know, once they send it, it could be something where it's not populating in this preview.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you know what? That's probably right. Like.
But how cool that they can include the weather, like a weather.
Right.
Option.
Well, is it in your, where you are? Like, I mean, like, I wonder how this whole weather widget works.
Yeah. And then a beautiful quote graphic. That's nice.
Yeah.
I like how it's slanted too. That's really cool.
Yeah, as a designer, yeah, you were all over that.
I like, it's not just like a straight line. It's
got like this zigzag. Even with that little like double border thing going on.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call that. But that looks really well done. The shadows on the face.
Yeah, and like the fun, I mean, it's fun, like the yellow and the reds and the blues, like it definitely, the branding is spot on.
It's spot on, yeah. Speed art, velocity series, velocity. Like what?
Oh, and then another interactive, a little drop down.
But the GIF, this image is broken. I mean, and maybe it stopped posting or deleted, I don't know.
This is why, like, if you get too fancy, you don't need to get that fancy. Like, they don't need to have a drop down here. Yeah, you got to be careful. But I mean, very cool. You don't see click and drop down very often.
Yeah, but it's a shame because, like, we're trying to review this email and we're missing, like, a lot of pieces.
But that is a great example. Red Bull, you got
to. I think it's safe to say.
Got to test your emails. Come on. And then, yeah, nice footer. I like the divider there. The social icons are like really spread out. I wonder how that looks on mobile.
Oh, if they come together?
Yeah, I'm sure they rendered it for mobile. I feel like they would do that.
Look at their ad. It's so interesting how they put all their sponsors here. Like,
I know. I'm like, I can't see. I can see Visa, but I can't see any of the other ones. It's interesting.
Right. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Those were
even
really
cool. Heineken is like so tiny.
Oh,
like
my God.
This is super like zoomed in and it's super tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, that Armorall, it's like almost impossible to see some of these things.
Yeah. Wild. This was
pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. This is very, very advanced. You know, you don't see a lot of interactive emails out there. So pretty amazing that they're doing this.
Yeah. Good job, Red Bull guys. All right. We're on to the next one.
All right.
Our final.
This is so fun. We could do this all day.
Yeah, I know. Give credit to, Combi really wanted to do this. And
yeah.
You know, thanks, Combi. Good job. But
it is,
you know,
it is
with,
hard.
Naj.
Oh.
You know Naj?
Yes, Naj. I love her.
Yeah. So her email breakdowns, that was like a big deal.
It is hard because I always feel bad breaking down an email because people work really hard and there's always something you can critique or give feedback on. And, you know, email is hard. So I would, you know, if someone was to break down an email I worked on, like, I'd be like, oh no. So I feel bad sometimes.
Okay. We're looking at this. Wait, no, I'm looking at the wrong.
Love their emails. I love Graz.
Oh yeah. I never heard of this brand.
Oh my gosh. They have some crazy cool emails.
Really?
Yeah. Like really bright, that their green color. They have some that are just really, really cool.
It's Ava. I mean, that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good job.
Yeah,
all right,
so they always...
I'm liking. I mean, you go first.
No, you tell me.
All right. Well, there's nothing in there's no header. Like there's just on this image, they put the brand. Mm-hmm. Like that links probably to the homepage. And then yeah, there's just real text, which we love.
Perfect.
And I also love the pairing, the font pairing, like well done.
Yeah,
like,
it's so cool.
Yeah, that's good design. Like it's the kind of thing I have to look up. I don't know why we'll look good with that, you know, but.
Well, I'm a huge fan of really.
The only sad thing is it's not real. I can't know for sure, but I think it's not real text.
Yeah, it. Well, the tree is a giveaway. That illustration, that is definitely a graphic right there because it overlaps.
Right.
But I would hope there's live text in here, please.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like maybe it is. Like we'd have to ask Andrew like how this thing works on his website.
The buttons definitely are not.
No, I'm jumping through the whole thing. But let's assume it's real text, like because it's just not nice. Like if it is,
yeah.
So we'll pretend it's real test. So what's a harvest date? Like, this is good content. Like, I use olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You know, like I assume it's something you see on the bottle, like harvest dates. Like, what does that mean? What is extra virgin? It seems like even the grossest looking olive oil says extra virgin olive oil on it.
Yeah. Yeah. What even is that?
Does it even mean anything? How many olives does it take to make a bottle?
Yeah, but see how short it is? See how short that text? I love that they kept it like three lines. You don't need more than that, you know?
That, yeah, it's well done. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's good marketing. It's very good marketing.
And I'm a huge fan of the really large headline there, the lowdown on our labels. Like, it is huge. That's big.
Uh-huh.
And but it works.
Yeah, it definitely works. Also, this little GIF. Is like so it's, cute.
Yeah.
It's not really doing much, but it is drawing you down. Like you get to hear and you're like, oh.
It's a movement. It's any sort. I think people forget that like a GIF and an email does not just have to be like the main image. Like you can animate even your logo in the footer. Like you can animate just
right.
Something like that.
It's so
like,
cute. I mean, small. Like if you follow Action Rocket.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. That little like. Yeah, that's so great. Like you love it.
my talk at Litmus Live was actually about that, was about their footer.
Oh, footers.
Yeah. And I started with Action Rocket's footer because it's brilliant with the rocket and it's just great.
Yeah. Did you talk about the moose jaw one that I sent you?
I may have actually. I think that was in there. Yeah, yes, because it had a little
the giraffe link, you know.
Yes, like, the Easter egg. Yes.
They're fabulous. They really are. So this is just great. I mean, obviously they have great imagery, but I mean, from a design perspective, that the image is on top of the frame.
Yeah. So they're overlapping, and it's such a small thing, but it really makes a big difference. Like just that
makes
arrow
it pop, going. Like crazy. Like this is like on, you know, I can grab them. Like they're right there.
So that is so cool. It's such a small thing, but you can tell they have a designer doing this.
Good job. Well, even like the way this text is, it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a real designer working here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like I can get like one of these things down. Can I get all these things happening? No.
And what's interesting though, is like when you have a graphic designer doing an email, that's amazing, but they don't always know the best practices of email marketing. So you really need someone that also understands deliverability and email marketing. So it, you know, I've worked with a lot of people who just want a great design. And I'm like, but you have to understand the technical aspects of that.
Right. 100%. I was talking to a brand this week that, you know, is looking for like an audit and like ways to improve it. And he told me straight out, like, there's a graphic designer. She does the email. That's it.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And they're there for design. They're not there to understand how an email functions.
Right. Right. I could say for that brand, you know, undisclosed, but like it's all images because she's a designer, not an email person. Yeah. But I'd be curious to see what this, you know, Graz's website looks like, because like this is just great. Like,
yeah,
this,
their emails are amazing.
Yeah. So Graz is extra virgin olive oil made from just olives. And did you know that olives are a fruit? The whole extra virgin thing, that means the oil is cold pressed without any chemicals or heat. Nope, pure does not mean extra virgin. Pure does extra light. It's only extra virgin when it says extra virgin. Why extra virgin? Less pressing, way more heart healthy, antioxidants and good stuff.
I mean, so they're literally giving, like, they're teaching you something here. Like, this is more than just like, hey, buy our olive oil. Like, hey, let's like fill people in on like, what is this? I love it.
I would make this like part of their welcome series if it isn't, you know, like,
yes.
I mean, it should be on their website and then they turned into an email, I imagine.
Yeah, this would be
but it's great. It's great stuff. Yeah, look at that.
That's amazing.
Right for the picking. Just those harvested in October. Yeah, that's interesting. And they're harvested here in October. It's also, you know, the season where they harvest olives. I've never seen an olive tree in America. Like, do they have olive trees?
They're in California. California olive oil is very big.
Oh, yeah. Okay. California's got almonds. It's basically Mediterranean. olives, grapes, totally. And
wine. Lots of wine.
And wine. Yeah. It's like Italy over there. Anyway.
Yep.
Oh, so sizzle.
And the nice.
So they have drizzle and sizzle. All right.
That's so funny. I like that.
Yeah. And they're two different color labels. Like, so they're showing you that it's just greatly done.
And kind of like this, like neon, it's almost like a neon green. I like it a lot.
Yeah. No, they did a really good job. Tell me
and then
more.
The buttons, are they images? Are they, because obviously that is a design. I mean,
this whole panel is images. This is an image, including the button. This entire thing from here, this whole thing is one image.
Kills me. Because if you have your images turned off, like you're not going to see this incredible email.
Right.
And it kills me because I'm out with my phone a lot and I'll be somewhere with like not great cell service. And I would miss the entire email and I'd just go to the next one if this didn't load. So it's just.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I mean, I've talked about this a lot. We had a good talk with, obviously, like, you know, a lot of people in the community are very passionate about this. Yourself, I mean, you just posted about this on LinkedIn, like,
it's a problem because you just see it over and over from all these brands. And yes, it's gorgeous, and I wish this would work. Like, I wish it worked, but it's right. You got to know how things work technically in the inbox.
But even not. You know what I mean? Like even like I feel like what's going on is like you have a lot of agencies that just, you know, they're busy and they're under a lot of pressure to like pop out a lot of emails. So it's just email, chop, chop, and throw it into MailChimp or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I've seen like two column designs that are one image and it's two columns. It's like,
Yeah. It's crazy.
But we're going to pretend this isn't really just images. It's just this. Andrew took a big screenshot and now we're looking at the screenshot. But in real life, it's not like that.
I mean, it's gorgeous. Like, I love this email. It's just fun. It's giving value. It's fun.
Yeah. It makes me want to have olive oil.
It makes you want to order. And this brand became so like trendy, Graza.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think because their emails are just so cool and so fun.
I think we're going to see more and more of that. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's hard, you know, like creating a brand that has a consistent, like fun or at least interesting personality. This is fun.
So punchy.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Serial, who, Simon Harper, who you turned me on to.
Yeah.
He introduced me to Serial. But they're nuts. Like, their emails are fabulous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Sizzle's really for cooking and Drizzle's for salad.
I love it.
Or on ice cream, really?
Don't know
on ice cream. I'd rather have Hershey's chocolate syrup.
And then another GIF.
Always fresh, never blended, always fresh. Okay.
I mean, this is long. It's long. They don't need all this. They don't need all these sections. Like, they could have stopped right there. Like, they don't need to keep going.
Right. How many takes? About 4,000 olives to create a bottle.
That's crazy.
And 5,000 to make the drizzle one.
Look at all those exclamation points. They're like, 5,000. Which is funny because it's like a friend is talking to you, you know, it's fun.
Right. Hey, finally got to the shop now. And there you are, drizzling olive oil on your ice cream.
Now that you've gotten the label lowdown, go buy some. That's cool. And that image is great.
It really is. Squeezable.
Beautiful email.
Oh, it's interesting. It's in a squeeze bottle. It's in a squeeze bottle. It's like part of their whole thing.
Yeah. I think maybe that's so cool.
Interesting. Yeah, like here in Israel, full disclosure, like you would never see olive oil not in a glass.
Glass bottle, yeah. Yeah.
Glass bottle. It's got to be in a glass bottle. Like, it won't be bad. There's a good reason why it's in a dark glass bottle.
Yeah, I don't know. People love it. Squeezable.
Right. Well, great job, Graza. I think you're the winner of the day, honestly.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. As long as it loads, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
I mean, there it is.
Awesome. I love it. I'm going to try it, actually, and I'll let you know.
Actually, good job on the subject line also, extra virgin, extra tasty.
I love that.
But I wonder what they did on the pre-header. Like, because, I mean, I don't know how often they're emailing, but, like, there's nothing here that tells me, like, what is extra virgin? Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, what is this email about? You know, like, so I hope they paired that with, like, what is extra virgin anyway? Like, you know. Like,
yeah, I bet their preview text was along that lines.
Is it really you know, like, I'm sure they did a good job because they did such a damn good job with this email. I'm impressed. So thank you, Andrew King, and thank you, Emily Ryan. This has been a blast, really.
Yay, well, thank you. This was super fun. It's always good to look at what people are doing out there.
Yeah, and you've come such a long way since we last spoke, because you've been on Litmus Live, you've been at a bunch of conferences, been quoted by the Wall Street Journal.
It was all because I was on your podcast.
Absolutely. I'm sure it was.
Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode of Inboxing. We reviewed the best emails of 2023. Special thanks goes out to our sponsor, Combai. That's KOMBAI. Be sure to Google them and check out their Figma plugin for email geeks that, in the click of a button, turns beautiful designs into responsive email code. To our listeners, your support is what makes this show possible. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate it on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback helps us grow and improve. And don't forget to spread the word. about us on social media, share your favorite moments or insights from today's episode. Every share makes a big difference. Thank you for listening. And remember, in the dynamic world of email marketing, there's always something new to learn and explore. Stay curious, and we'll see you in the next episode.